Hello, everyone. I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening now in the news. We begin in Kenya, where tribal fighting has taken a gruesome turn this weekend. In the Western Rift Valley region, the Red Cross says there are reports of people being burned alive in their homes. Dozens of people have reportedly died. Bloody ethnic battles have been ongoing since last month's disputed presidential vote. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan is now trying to orchestrate a peace deal. Former Indonesian leader Suharto has died. He was 86. Suharto ruled Indonesia for more than 30 years. He was a U.S. ally in the Cold War, but was also known as a brutal dictator. Some estimates say as many as 1 million political opponents were killed during his reign. Still, Suharto won widespread praise for shaping Indonesia by boosting its economy. Barack Obama came out on top in last night's Democratic primary in South Carolina. He got more votes than both John Edwards and Hillary Clinton combined. Obama has moved on to Birmingham, Alabama. He's hoping for a repeat of South Carolina among the state's sizable body of black voters. Hillary Clinton is in neighboring Tennessee, hoping to re-energize her base. Here she is at a church service in Memphis just a short time ago. And for South Carolina native John Edwards, down but not out.
Now, the three of us move on to February 5th.
Meantime, the Republican field is battling over Florida. Voters there will choose their nominee Tuesday. A Reuters C-SPAN poll shows Senator John McCain and Mitt Romney are in a virtual tie for Florida support. But McCain has locked up the backing of Florida's top Republican. Governor Charlie Crist gave McCain his endorsement last night. Liz Cheney, the daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney, has backed Romney. Forget the freezing temperatures and the snow. Diehard Patriots fans still showed up at Gillette Stadium for Super Bowl send-off. New England is one win away from a perfect season, and the best news for Patriots fans, Tom Brady showed up at the rally without wearing a protective boot on his right foot.
Thank you guys for coming out. On behalf of this entire team, it's been an incredible season, and we've had the best support in the world from you guys. We're going to need it for the next week. And we're going down there for one reason, and one reason is to win and bring a title back to Foxborough. Go Patriots!
And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.